Okay, we're going to start tonight. It's on page 218, Igeres HaKodesh, Igeres Vav, letter 6. It begins with a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Mishlei Yud Aleph, Mishlei 11, pasuk Yud Ches. Rasha Oise Pu'ulas Shaker. Rasha performs actions that are false, and this is the second half of the pasuk. Vizoreya Tzedakah. He who plants tzedakah, secher emes. So the Targum translates, kushte hu agre. His reward is true. Okay. Rashi, however, translates here, ka'odem ha-secher emes ha-mayim, like a person who plugs up, he creates a dam for a stream, could they look at Dogim in order to collect fish? See, he does not translate the word secher from schar, from reward, but that, rather, he is convinced it's certain that he'll get fish. Okay, so let's see how this stims. Zog de Balatanya. Pirish shesecher zriyas ha-tzedakah. The reward, the result of the planting of tzedakah, he midas emes, is attaining emes. The pasuk says that Hashem is going to give emes to Yankiv. That pasuk is the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Navi is misadeh for us. Kamesh HaKosa B'Zayar HaKadosh Pirish Shakadish Baruch Hu Anoisin Midas Emes the Yankiv, that Hashem is the one who's going to gift Emes the Yankiv. Tzorch Lavin, v'chi Emes be Yankiv Chas v'Shalom Hacha Kadosh Baruch Hu Yitin Leim L'Maila. He asks such an obvious question. Why does the Rebbeinu Shalom need to give Emes the Yankiv? Why can't Yankiv get Emes for himself? It's like one of these obvious questions. V'tein Titin Emes the Yankiv Chas V'Shalom. Why can't Yaakov get Emes himself? Why does he have to be gifted it from Hashem? Everybody knows. Midas Yaakov and Midas Rachmanus. We know that Avram Avinu is Chesed. Yitzchak is Gevura. Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes. Tiferes is a blend between Chesed and Gevura. Well, what does that mean? That means as follows. He's going to explain. Va'avedas Hashem b'midas rachmanos hi haba mihisoirus rachmim rabim b'lev ha'adam al nitzot elikus shebenafshe. Avedas Hashem with rachmanos is that which comes from a person who awakens tremendous pity b'lev ha'adam in a person's heart al nitzot elikus shebenafshe over the godly spark that each of us has in us. Harechoika mi'or p'nei Hashem, which is so distant from its source in the infinite energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kashahilich b'chushech havle ha'ilam, when we recognize that the neshama is traveling in the darkness and the finstenish of the narishkeit of this world, v'yis'oiris rachmanazu. Where do we get this? How do we arouse this compassion over the godly soul that we have? So that Rachmanis comes, and Ramatel talks about this numerous times in Peliyotz, this concept of being Ma'ir Rachamim Rabim on the Nitzot HaKadosh. There's a great emphasis placed on this Rachamim. Avinu Avarachamanam Rachim Rachim Na'aleinu, he says, is talking about this Rachmanis that each of us is to awaken and arouse over our neshamas of Rachelik and the Kaimimal, that's in Golus. That's the term Rachamim is constantly used to be ma'ira this Rachamim over our neshamas. How do we do it? How do we have pity on ourselves, on our neshamas? So he says, it's ba mitvuna ve'adas bigdulas Hashem. It comes first and foremost, Heros, Nachum, grab a chair. It comes from first contemplating the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eich. Meaning like this. If you want to be Ma'ir Rachamim on your neshama, yeah? You listening? The way to do it is to first recognize where it once was and what it could have had. Okay? And where it is now. Right? That's, by comparison, it's going to be Ma'ir Rachamim. That's what he's saying here. It comes me'atvuna v'adas b'gdulas Hashem by contemplating first and foremost the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eich shafilu elomis al yoinim l'mayla ad ein keitz, that even the highest, most celestial worlds until infinitude, kiloi mamish chashive kameh, have mamish no value before him, ki kol shifam v'chayusam, because their entire energy, their entire life source is a rock up to the top of Kuf Yud. Miziva or is only not from him himself, but from a ray and a reflection. Me ois achas mishmo yizbarach. Not even a reflection of the Rebbeinu himself, but all those celestial worlds are made up of or comprised of one letter from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Kemaim, like Chazal tell us. Biyud nevro elam abo. So the highest and the deepest and the most exalted place is only a mere reflection from one letter in the Shem of Hashem. Hine, b'ziv ha'arezu, shu v'spashtus achius mishmo yizbarach. This ray, this reflection, which is the emanation of the life force that comes from Hashem's Shem. V'achius il'yonim v'tachtoinim. That distinction is that's where there's a difference between the worlds above and the worlds above, below. Meaning, as Chazal told us, that Olam Haba is never biyud, Olam Hazeh is never behei. So those are two different types of emanations. One of them creates a place of greater godliness. The other one creates a world of greater concealment. All the great distinctions that take place within each and every world, has everything to do with how you combine the letters. Not only in space is that true, but it's true in time, in past, present, and future. And the distinction between all the things that happen in the different times. Everything has to do with how you transmogrify the letters, which are all various forms of drawing from Hashem's midas. But when we're not referring to reflection, where we're not referring to rays, but we're talking about the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'siv ani Hashem le'shenisi. About that, the Pasuk says, I Hashem, I never change. Whether we're talking about from the earliest, from the first form of Ishtalshlus and Oilem Atzilus, until we come mamish down to the lowest spots in this world, we need to believe that from Hashem's vantage point, just as He is found completely and totally above in the highest world, He is equally found here in the worlds below. That's in space. And now when we're talking about the different times, just like He existed alone, one, and nothing else, before He ever created creation, the same is true now, after creation. Why is that? V'hainu mishum shahakoil ka'ayin v'efes mamish l'gabe muhusa v'atzmusa. Because compared to the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing that has any standing and any value. He gives a mashal. V'kamoi ois echad midiburay shel adam. Imagine one letter of human speech. One ois is a letter. one letter of human speech, or one letter in a person's thought, and compare that one letter to all the letters and all the words and all the thoughts that a person will speak or think throughout their lifetime. What significance does it have? Gornished, right? If you want to compare that one thought, that one letter, to the essence of the soul that's able to think, just I'm just using this as something to bend the ear. But in truth, the Bem is it's not a good mashal, because ultimately we are limited. We are limited in the number of thoughts. We are limited in the number of words and letters we can speak. So the letter, the one letter, does have significance compared to all the letters or compared to the neshama, because we are limited ultimately. Oh, now he touches it into shachris. Now it's going to become practical, daily, part of our daily davening. We start like this by shachris, by birchas krishma. Push it, a magnificent touch. Again, this is quoted in the Kutei Torah and the Peleyot. We say like this: Hamelech hamiraimam levadoi me'oz. The king who is exalted alone from then. Pirish. That means kemoi shemeoz koidim abriya, just like before he ever created the world. Ha yahu levadoi hu. He was alone. There was no suffering. There was nothing else. Kachata. The same is true now. He is separated from time, from space. He is above and exalted and completely removed from any form of time. That's why it's so ridiculous to talk about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing before he created the worlds and all that kind of talk. It's ridiculous. He's not bound by time. He has no shaykhus to time. The reason for that is lefishechius kol yomais oylam hurag mepchinas hamelech kumeshik savti b'makamacha, because the entire concept of time is only a product of malchus. Malchus is a product of the bria. Now, when you begin to think about this, and we recognize that our neshamas before they were placed into these dark, limited bodies that we have, had complete and total access to this infinite God, is Harachmon is Gedoyla Ma'id Ma'id. How pathetic is the Rachmonis Alanitz Hashoichin Beguf Hachoshech Va'Afel upon a exalted neshama, which is a chedik of the Kaimimal, that is dwelling in a finstered, dark body, mashchet dechavia, that's made of the skin of the snake. Even if a person never actually does anything wrong, but it's page 220, but it's ha'alul v'kabul tumma, it has the capacity, forget about whether it does or not, but it has the capacity to be able to be receptive to tumma. Uli is goel, and to become fashmutzed, bechol atayv is rechmon alitzlan, with all kinds of physical desire and appetites. May God protect us. Lulei shakodesh baruch magin lei. Unbelievable. Were it not for the fact that Hashem protects the person from himself, and the Rabbi Nishlam gives each one of us the fortitude and the strength to battle the body and its appetites, and to be victorious. So is this on a body, on a neshama that's been placed into us, our prison, where it has to daily battle with taivis and appetites and all kinds of forms of degradation and lowliness. Magen Yishenu, he is the one who protects us and saves us. So Mabash, those are those words in Shachris. Hamelech Amrem Levadim Yelzim Meshubah from Afer V'Amisnasim Yimai Zaylam. And he is the one who is Magen Yishenu, he protects us. Okay, so that's how we arouse heavenly mercy on our neshamas by comparing where the neshama was able to exist and dwell before the body, and where, how pathetic it is, where it's dwelling and existing now that it is imprisoned in the body. Now you could use the shtender. Vehine. Mudazois. It is known. Diyesh beiz mine dechilu virechimu. There are two categories of awe and fear. Awe and love, that is. Harishainis, the first category, is Heina Neilodois Mehatvuna Vehadas Bigdudas Hashem. The first one is that which is the result of comes from our own industry, our own contemplation in the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch. That's how we are called upon to arouse and awaken and to build love and fear, is to think about God. Right? And other things that bring us to Ahavas Hashem and fearing Hashem. But we need to know that the other type is hen habois achakach milamayla bebchinas matana. Those are the love and awe that come to us afterwards from above as a gift. The pasuk says avidas matana etenes kuhunas. Hashem says, a service of gift shall I give to your kuhuna. What's the kuhuna? Shumidas ahava. V'cheinu hu gam ken b'gira. There is a gifted love and a gifted fear that comes to us from HaKadosh Baruch. Zok tebalatan. After the period. B'nei vadai ein aroich klal ben rishoynis. You cannot at all compare the first type of love and the first type of fear. Shen told us haseichel, which are the result of human mind, human industry, hanivra, which is a creation of our own mindset, legabe achroim, is compared to the second type of love and awe, shema barisbach, that come to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulechein, because they are so diametrically different and incomparable in their a vast truth and expanse. Hein hein hanikrois b'shem emes. The ones that are gifted to us from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, they are the ones who are called true love and true fear. Because we know ki chesam hashel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes, that the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truth, meaning because he is not a relative truth. Shu emes o amiti. He is the absolute truth. V'chol ha'emesh b'nivroim, and any other truth that is humanly created, k'loi chashivik hameh, has no standing in the world of truth compared to the true truth that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Frektzach tekash, how do you get to that truth? How does one attain the truth, which is true truth, that comes from the true Rebbeinu Shel Olam? How do you get that stuff? Where do you buy it? Ach eiza derech shiyizka adam le'emes Hashem. How does a person come to the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hine hu al yidei shiyo'ir rachmim rabim lifnei Hashem ala nitzit shebenavshoi. It is by arousing heavenly mercy over the pathetic, sad state of the nitzut, of the spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's found within us. That's the attribute of Yankiv. Yankiv is Rachmanis. Mavriach me'akotza l'akotza. It is that which this language comes from the Mishkan, right? You had the Briach Atichain, the middle beam that turned the corners and went through the center of the Krashim. Here too. The midah of Yankiv is mavriach min hakotza l'kotza. It goes from one end to the other, meaning, da'enu meruma ma'ilis, from the highest of places ad lamata mata to the lowest, from the highest of the high to the lowest of the low. La'am shek emes Hashem, to be able to draw the truth of Hashem lo'ilam ha'shofel hazeh ha'choshok into this dark, dingy finsterwelt. Like David HaMelech says, ki eshiv b'choshech Hashem early. If I'm going to sit in darkness, Hashem will be the light for me. V'yizehu, like we say in the pasuk, ki govar oleinu chaz, the Hashem's chesed has overwhelmed us. Now, so he's telling us like this. We can arouse, we do our work by contemplating godless Hashem. And godless Hashem will give birth to humanly created Ahava and Yira. But then there's an Ahava and a Yira which is accessible to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And the way to get that is by pleading for mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Problem is that the pleading for the mercy has to be done with emes also. So how do you plead for mercy with emes? If what you want to acquire is emes, then the methodology has to be emes as well. How do you do that? Ach, his eirus rachamim rabim lefnei Hashem tzorach liya is gam kim be'emes. Even the arousing of the heavenly mercy has to be done with truth. V'gam kushu be'emes shaloi, the problem is that even if it's true for me, it's still relative. Eich yuchel ha'yidei emes shaloi lai rachamim rabim ra'el yoinim me'emes Hashem. My truth and the Rebbeinu Shalom's truth are worlds apart. So how is my sense of truth, where I'm at now, going to be able to awaken the heavenly truth? Zog de Balatanya Chaitza Lezeh, the solution for this problem, Humidas HaTzedakah, the attribute of Tzedakah. Shehi Midas HaRachamim, it is the attribute of mercy. Alman de lesle migarme, for someone who doesn't have on his own. La'achya is ruach shvalim, that is to give ruach, to give spirit to the downtrodden. O be sarusa de lesata yisarusa de l'yela, when we have rachmanis on those who are more less fortunate than ourselves, that awakens, that arouses the heavenly mercy. Hashem, Ma'ira, Yishenim, Yomekitz, Nidomim, the Rebbeinu Shalaylam, who awakens the sleeping and arouses the slumberers, Hemchinis Rachamim, Rabim, V'chasodim, Al-Yoinim, that is the incredible mercy and the chesed from above, Hanelomim, that are concealed. Our actions will cause Lotzeis Me'ahelem Elagiloi to go from their concealed state to a revealed state. Ve'ha'ora Rabba, and a tremendous illumination, Le'a Barachayim, to exalt, to live, to bask in the light of life, Emes Hashem Li'oy. So the Eitzah, you gotta be Ma'ir Rachman. But in addition to being Ma'ir Rachamim, daf megebim tzedakah, and we have to act in a way of tzedakah. V'zeu loshen zriya hanemer b'tzedakah. This is why the Navi uses the term zireya tzedakah, to plant it. Lehatzmiach, because it causes to grow emes ha'elyo, in the truth from above. Emes Hashem, the absolute truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubifrat, and this is especially so, b'tzedakah v'chesed shel emes, with tzedakah and chesed emes, that usually we refer to chesed shel emes, with that which we do with the dead. So the Balatanya, sh'oisim im artzeinu hakdesha, tivonei b'mheir b'yomeinu amen. It's the tzedakah that we do with the land of Israel. This was part of the, at that time, the galuth, were, and there were these kailalim that supported the yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, and this letter was written to cause called the people to help out the Yishuv. The Kayim Ashiksiv, and this is how we fulfill that which it says, Emes me Eretz Titzbach. Emes grows from Eretz Yisrael. By planting tzedakah in Eretz Yisrael, and the chesed and the abundant mercy that I gathered there, it will arouse and awaken the compassion and the mercy that are concealed in Eretz Yisrael. That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid there to establish it, with tzedakah they will establish me. So we got to do ours in contemplation. We got to do the best we can do to be ma'ir ahav and yir, and then we got to awaken and arouse pity upon our neshamas that are stuck in such a awful dungeon of a body. In addition to that, by acting with acts of tzedakah and chesed, that in turn arouses the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to gift us from above his sense of true ahava and yira, which are the result of our giving of lahachis ruach shvadam, of our having pity upon those who are lower than us. And the result of that is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in turn, Yisurusa de l'sata, Yisurusa de l'eila, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will have compassion upon us. Okay.